الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربي زدني علما أجمعين. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nice to see you, brothers and sisters. Today we are going to study Ad-Darsu Thalithu wa Thalathun, lesson number 33. This is one of my favorite lessons, brothers and sisters. And inshallah it will become your favorite also. It deals with another form of emphasis. Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down in the language which is so beautiful, so rich, and it has got special ways of emphasizing things which do not exist in other languages. And this is another way of emphasizing. We have learned many ways of emphasizing. This is particular to verb. I have written on top Nunu Tawqidi, Noon of emphasizing. But then there is an adjective of Noon, Asakilatu. Nunu Sakilatu. Anunu Sakilatu. Means it's very heavy. In my own funny way, I call it heavy duty Noon. When you need anything in the hardware, you know, you go to Canadian Tire, which is one of the household name in Canada, for your the hardware needs, or there's a big giant from USA, Home Depot. You go there for all your hardware needs, you know. And when you go there, they'll tell you, this is heavy duty. This is light, you know. So this noon is heavy duty noon. And it is not available in Canadian Tire. And it is not available in Home Depot. It is only available in the Quran. So inshallah, we are going to study it. Brothers and sisters, fi'lun madin, fi'lu amrin, and fi'lun mudariun. Out of these three, the noon is applicable only to fi'lu amrin and fi'lun mudariun. It does not come in fi'l madi. Okay? So, it is noon with a shadda. When you break it down, what happens? You get two noons. Huh? Remember, always remember that the first noon has a sukoon and the second noon has a fatah. You must always, always, always remember this. Okay. Now, again, we come to our own way of dividing fi'l mudariya. Brothers and sisters, I thought this was a very easy and simple method of understanding fi'l mudariya. So from the very beginning, I've been dividing it into three parts. Part number one, five in your pocket. Are you with me? Huwa, hiya, anta, ana, nahnu. Part number two, I've written here. Noon comes and noon goes. Noon aata hai, noon jata hai. Now I got to find out how to say in Somali language, the noon comes and noon goes. I'm going to learn it, inshallah. Because on Friday night, we got lots of students from Sister Sumaya, you are going to teach me that. Noon comes and noon goes. Okay, okay. In Urdu, we say noon aata hai, noon jata hai. Okay. Now, there are seven of them. But if you divide it, then we have five. And if you further divide it, then we have three. How do you have three? One is plural, one is dual form, and one is singular form. That's it. Okay. And then the last division is hunna and antunna. Okay. Which are mabni. And we are going to study what happens when you, the noon sakila, the heavy duty noon joins them. What happens to them? We are going to study. Brothers and sisters, right now, yadhabu, tazhabu, tazhabu, azhabu, nazhabu. Okay? It is dhamma at the end. So what do you say? Marfu. If I put fatah, then it will become mansub. And if I put sukun, it will be majzum. But what happens when you join the noon to this verb? I will write down, brother. No, I'm joining it. Now that Dhamma will change, it will change into Fatha. Are you with me? How will you pronounce? Yazhabanna. How will you pronounce? Yazhabanna. How will you describe it? Now it has become Mabni ala Fatha. What happened now, Sister Hafsa? When you join heavy duty noon, noon sakila, then it becomes mabni. Mabni ala fata. When if it is mabni, then what will you say? Fi mahali rafin, fi mahali nasbin, fi mahali jasbin. Now it is. It's very simple. Take any verb. Okay, brothers and sisters. Yajlisu. Join the heavy duty noon. Yajli san. Are you with me? Yaktubu, join the heavy duty noon. Yaktubanna, it's very simple. It will take you a day or two to familiarize yourself. And those who are very familiar with the text of the Quran, they already know it, inshallah. Okay, brothers and sisters. So this is one way. I mean, that is the only way of putting Noon Sakila to the fi'l mudari. What are we studying, brothers and sisters? Five in the pocket. Are you with me? You are studying five in the pocket. It's very simple. Now, this is Mabni. Remember now. What about Yadhabuna and Tazabuna? What are they, brothers and sisters? Marfu bithubuti noon. Majzum bihadfi noon. That will still remain. That way of analyzing will still remain. In this case, it becomes mabni. But in the five afalul khamsa, brothers and sisters, noon aata hai, noon jata hai, you will still describe it as bi thubuti noon or bi hasbi noon. But the noon will disappear. Okay? Now, let us try to put noon, brothers and sisters. I'm going to explain you very slowly, inshallah. And you will find that it is very, very easy to comprehend. I put here, what did I put, brother? Which is noon with shadda. Remember, noon with shadda. Now, how many noons are there? There are too many noons. How many noons? Too many noons. So we drop. This noon is dropped. All of the afalul khamsa, we drop it. Brothers and sisters, what is here? Sukun. Now we have iltikau sakinain. Okay. So this too has to go. What remains now, brothers and sisters? Yadhabunna. What will you say? Yadhabunna. Khalas. That's it. Now what will you say? Yadha. I will write down here. Yadhabunna. No, not with a shaka. No, I'm not going to go in detail of analyzing because it will take too much time. But later on, if you are interested, I will show you. But I will only tell you briefly, brother and sisters. Fe'lun, mudhariun, marfu'un, bi subuti noon. Are you with me? But where is that noon? Hudhifat. Hudhifat. Litawalin means because of too many noons. You dropped it because of too many noons. Are you with me? Hudifat litawalin. Because of noons are coming in quick succession. So we dropped it. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? You can say Hudifat litawalin nooni. Because the noons are coming in quick succession. See how many noons are there? So you dropped one noon. It is impossible to pronounce. Okay? Fine. And then, where is the file? Al-Wawu. Where is the file? Al-Wawu. Also, Huzifat. Li-Iltikai Sakinaini. Are you with me? Why did you drop the Wawu? Because of the Iltikai Sakinaini. Yeah. So that's the way you describe it if you have to analyze it. But otherwise for us, brothers and sisters, this is the form for marfu, okay? And this is the form for majzum and mansub. It will not change. So it's easy. You will only describe it. If it is marfu, you will say bi thubuti noon. Where is the noon? It was dropped because of the Dilitawali Nuni, because the Nuns are coming in succession. Okay. And if it is Majzum, what will you say? Bi Adhafi Nun. Khalas. You drop the Nun. Okay. And where is the file? Mahzuf. It is Mahzuf. Okay, fine. That's it, brother and sister. So if it is Yadhabunna, are you with me? Yadhabunna, what will happen to Tadhabu? Jazakillah. What will happen to Tadhabun? Tadhabunna. What will you say? Tadhabunna. I will write down here also. Tadhabunna. Now we come to the dual form. Okay, brothers and sisters. The dual form is, you put here noon. So there are too many noons. So we drop it. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? We drop it. Now there's a sukoon here. Again, iltika isakinaini. We should drop the alif, which is fine, the way we drop the vowel. But we are not dropping it. Why? Because, no, if you drop it, then it will become yazabanna. It will match the singular. There will be no difference in it. So we are keeping it. Okay? What will you say now? And because we are keeping it, now we are going to say yazhabani. What will you say? Yazhabani. We give kasra here. Okay? So I'm writing it here, brothers and sisters. Yazhabani. Bani. Okay? And here it will become Tazhabani. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? It's all in the key, but I'm trying to explain you in little detail so that when you read the key, you will not get confused, inshallah. Now, what is left now, brother and sister? What is left? Tazabin. Okay, we put again here. Noon and noon. Brothers and sisters, Muslims were the creator of algebra. Muslims were the creator of the science of astronomy. Why? Because they were masters of mathematics. The Arabic language is mathematics. Arabic language works like mathematics. Okay? So see, here we have the noon. Now, there are too many noons, so we drop it. What is left now? Two sukoons. We drop it again. How will you pronounce now? Taza bin. How will you pronounce? Taza bin. Got the idea? Okay. How do you know it is marfu? It's majzum. If it is majzum, something will come in the front. Like la nahiya. Or lamu amar. Are you with me? Or lam will come. Okay? Something will come which will make it majzum. Then we know the noon has been dropped. But if it is marfu, we will say fa'lun mudari'un marfu'un bi thubuti noon hudhifat minhu. It has been dropped from it li tawali nooni. Because of the coming of noon in quick succession. So, what is the result, brother and sister? And fa'il is mustatir now. Now, fa'il has been dropped. We won't say mustatir. We will say al-fa'ilu ya'u. Al-fa'ilu al-ya'u. Huzifat. Are you with me? You will say al-fa'ilu al-wa'u. Huzifat. Huzifa. You will say huzifa. Got the idea? Al-fa'ilu, al-wa'u, you can say huzifat. Because wa'u has been dropped. You'll say the fa'il, which is wa'u, or ya, which has been dropped. Because in this case, we say that it is mustatir. Here we won't say it is mustatir. We will say it is waw or ya, which has been dropped. Inshallah. Little bit of different explanation. And it is very important that we explain it properly. So, brothers and sisters, it will become tazha bin. Tazha bin. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Alhamdulillah. Now, we have done this. Two are left. What are those, brothers and sisters? Udarhunna and Antunna. We have got to add something. What do we have to add? Can I drop the noon? No, it is fine. It remains. What do I do now? Pronounce it, brothers and sisters. Tazhab nani. What did I say? Tazhab nani. I said nanima. I said naniyamma. Because hunna and tunna will ultimately become naniyamma. Are you with me? Isn't it true, brother? All the hunnas and tunnas are destined to become maternal grandmothers, and we call it nani. So we are giving them, we are making them nani here in the verb. Are you with me? We are making, it's easy to remember this way. Are you with me? You remember nani. Nani Amma, we all loved our nani Amma. They were always generous to us, spoilt us. Okay, brothers and sisters, so what will happen now? Yazha. Nani. Yazhab nani. Why did you bring alif here? To separate this noon from the other noon. To separate them, alif has been brought in. Does it make sense? Inshallah. So what will happen here? Yazhab nani. And here, tazhab nani. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Alhamdulillah. But use of this is very infrequent, very rare. This form will be used very frequently, and plural form will be used very frequently. It has been used in the Quran frequently, brothers and sisters. Five in your pocket, and the noon aata hai, noon jaata hai. Okay, now we come to Amar. After you study this, brothers and sisters, it becomes very easy to figure out. Inshallah, you will help me to figure out. What shall I do now, Sister Hazza? Idhabanna. This Hamzatul Wasal tells you that it is Amar. Okay. Now, you know, just for the sake of fun, brothers and sisters, I write here. Ukhruj. What is the meaning of Ukhruj? Go out. No, I want to say with emphasis. Okay, what will I do now? Ukhru Jannah. What is the meaning of it? Get out. You are now saying, get out from here. Ukhruj means go out. Ukhruj jannah, get lost. So, see, it's easy. See the power and intensity of the Anunu Takila. It comes in the Quran, and brother, if we don't know the Quran, we just read like Tota and Mena. That is a tragedy. That has to go away. That has to go away. And you and I will work towards that goal. To remove ignorance. Because when you study Quran, you must understand. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to, ask for it. Okay, what happened? Why? You didn't understand. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَلَا قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Have you put your locks on your hearts? Have you put locks on your hearts? That you don't understand? He will take us to task, brothers and sisters. And we got to answer that. We do everything in the world to go ahead. We learn everything to progress, to have a better life. What about our akhirah? Don't we want to work hard for it? So we got to learn the language. And once you learn the language, then the magic, the beauty, the eloquence, and the miracle of the Quran touches your heart. Otherwise, it flies over you, brothers and sisters. Okay, so we are responsible. And Allah has already asked us, do it. Okay. Now, brothers and sisters, izhaba. What will happen now? I'm putting it down. Izhabani. What it will be? Izhabani. You know from there. Fine. Now, what will happen here? What will happen, brothers and sisters? You will take the vow away. I should leave the vow and I should chop it off. The noon is there, so I'm going to remove both of them. I will remove this. So what happens now? Idha bunna. Same like that. What is the difference between yazabunna and izhabunna? Hamzatul wasl. And there it is alamatu mudariya. That's it. So the difference is very clear. What will happen here again, brother and sister? Izhabani. What will happen here, brother? The noon is already dropped from here. I beg your pardon, I should not be putting noon here. It is already dropped. So only vow has to be dropped. Because it was izhabu like that. Okay? The noon was already dropped because it became fi'l amr. Okay, brother. Izhabani. The noon is already dropped. So when I put the noon sakila here, which has got a noon sukoon. So this has to go away. So what will happen now? Izhabinna. What is the difference? Hamzatul wasl. And there it is alamatu mudariya. Now, brothers and sisters, what happens here? There are always nanimas. They will remain nanimas. Naniyamas. So what will happen now? Izhab nani. That's all. So now you have another opportunity to remember your nani amas. Izhab nani. Got the idea? What is the difference, Sister Sumaya, between this and this? We say here, Tazhab Nani, And we say, idhab nani. I lie down here. What is the difference between these two? There is a alamatul mudariya, mashallah. What is the difference, Sister Memna? This is alamatul mudariya. So it is mudariya. And what is this then? This is hamzatul wasal. So then this is your amar. Inshallah, you'll make a note of it. Okay, brothers and sisters, we go to page number. And you will have to do this exercise. Page 274. Akkid. Emphasize. Akkada. You akkidu. Akkid. Are you with me? What is that verb? It is amar. What form is that? Form? It is form 2. What is it? Form 2. Form 2. Okay. Let me write down. You got confused. Akkada. What will be the mudariya? You. Akidu. Got the idea? Make amar. Ak. Kid. Form 2. Next time you make mistake, 1 dozen samosas. Okay. So, أَكِّدِ الْأَفْوَالَ الْآتِيَةَ بِنُونِ التَّوْكِيدِ الثَّقِيلَةِ by putting the heavy duty noon. Okay. Sister Afza, number 1 is yours. Ukhruju. Ukhru janna. You will write at home. Right now we are doing quickly, but you will write down at home. Sister Abir. Udhu lunna. Because if you say lanna, lunna, mashallah, mashallah. Excellent, excellent. Because the difference between brother and sister, watch carefully. Yazhabanna and yazhabunna. What is the difference? Fata and Dhamma. The Dhamma makes it into plural form. So, udhu lunna. Udhu lunna. Very good. Sister Sukhaina, ijlisi. Ijli sinna. We got to pronounce it properly, inshallah. Very good. Sister Naima, what is the verb, Sister Naima? Ishraba. How will you put Noon Sakila there? Ishrabani. Ishrabani. Okay. Fatima, you got here Nanima. Uktub Nani. Are you with me? Uktubna. Is it Uktubna? So it will change into Uktub Nani. Okay, I did not explain you. So I must explain before I ask Sumaya. Okay. These are the sound verbs. What happens when the verbs are nakis? Okay? When the verbs are nakis. Let's take example. What did I write, brothers and sisters? Imshi. What is imshi? That's amar. How will you define it? Fi'lu amrin mabniun ala hazfi حرفي إلا وضعوا فعل أمر مبني على حذف حرفي إلا لا تنسى. What is this؟ لا تنسى لا نحيا مجزوم. What is تنسى؟ فعل مضارع مجزوم ب حذف حرفي إلا. No, put نون سكيلا there. No, in this case, when you put the نون سكيلا, the original لام كلمة will return. Are you with me? The original لام كلمة will return. What is the لام كلمة here? Yeah. What is the لام كلمة here? Wow. Remember, it is wow. And what is the لام كلمة here? Yeah. They will return. Are you with me? Inshallah. So how will you say now? Imshi yan. Simple. Imshi yan. Here what will happen? Udu'u wanna. And here, brother and sister, la tansa yanna. That's it. When it is nakis, the ya, the lam kalima, ya or waw, will come back. They will come back, inshallah. You'll remember that. So, Sister Sumayya, you have ijri, run. Ijri, ijri, jara yajri. Are you with me? Jara yajri. Let us define ijri. Fi'lu amrin, mabniun ala, harfi, harfi illa. Okay? So what will you say? Ha, mashallah. Ijri yanna. Ijri yanna. Okay. Sister Aisha, first tell me what is this? La tabki. Don't cry. So what is this? La, la nahiya. What is tabki? Fi'lun mudariyun majzumun bi hazfi harfi illa. Ya has been dropped. Now put nun sakila there. La, mashallah, mashallah. La tabki yanna. Brothers and sisters, you got to write it at home. Then inshallah you will never forget. This is very interesting lesson. Sister Maimuna, la tashku. MashaAllah, la tashku vanna. Sister Nasreen, taftu hunna. What will you say? Tu hunna. Because remember, shadda. Taftu hunna. Sister Gulshan, it is your five in your pocket. So what will you say? I have a zan. Are you with me? Is everybody with me? I have a zan. Okay, Sister Mainas. Tusafirani. Inshallah, mashallah. Sister Arifa. Tashrabina will become? Tashrabinna. Tashrabinna. MashaAllah. Okay, Badr Hasan, you got Nani Amma. Tadrib. Tadrib. Nani. Tadrib. Nani. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Badr Haider, what about you? La. La. Takhru. Junna. What will happen? La takhuru junna. And it will remain fi'lun mudari'un majzumun bi hadfi nun. Remember. Inshallah. It will take quite a little bit of practice to familiarize yourself with the i'rab of all these verbs. But it is not necessary that we should go in too much detail. Once you have mastered this, then the i'rab will become a piece of cake for you. You will be able to do it very quickly, and you will enjoy doing it, brothers and sisters. So we are not going in the details of the Arab. Huh? Okay, got the idea? Fine.